Zong.
Welcome to Zong.
Welcome to Zong. We are back. This is our podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Zong podcast. The Unwanted Opinion.
If this is your first time listening, welcome.
Go back and suss out all the other podcasts.
If this is your 10th time listening, welcome.
Welcome for the 10th time.
For the 10th time.
We're here with a very special guest. Tim Oakley. Say g'day.
G'day, guys. Long time listener. Long time believer. First time. Actually, second time.
Receiver.
Yeah, you
receiver.
Have actually been on the podcast before, but it was via phone call.
Yeah.
Last time.
Via audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the memories.
Good interview, though.
We also had an interview with Timothy on the Zong YouTube account.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to look at that.
Yeah, that'll be popping up at some point as well.
Yeah. So, or it has already.
Like and subscribe.
No one knows what order these things are going up in, but they'll be up.
They'll be up.
They'll be up.
Just keep refreshing.
Yeah. Just keep refreshing. Stay on that YouTube channel. Mm.
So
Timothy, we've been missing. We've been missing for a while. Sorry to interrupt.
That's
we've been
fine,
missing
okay.
for a while.
We have been.
We've had a lot of things going on.
Yeah. A lot of things going on. Just real busy.
Real busy.
Yeah.
You know.
So, Timothy has decided that the best...
Who's Timothy?
That's you, mate. The best course of action... The best course of action for living a healthy life was to tear his ACL. So, he's done that.
Well done. So, I've torn my ACL.
How's it feel?
Look, I'll be... And I'm not... I don't want to be a whinger. Yeah. You know, like, you don't want to, like, whinge about these sorts of things.
No, you don't.
Especially as a male, you know.
Yeah.
You sort of... Yeah, the expectation is that you sort of, like, just plod through it a little bit. But I would say that it is... It's just... I reckon it's one of the most painful things I've ever done.
Wow.
I reckon it is the most painful thing.
So why'd you really? Do it?
Like,
emotionally and physically, or just...
Oh, just everything, mate. Can't play basketball for a year.
Yeah.
That's devastating. But also, just, like, the surgery is just an absolute pain.
Does it hurt your draft chances?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I think I'll obviously still be going.
Well, like, you can just
one.
Sit out there and shoot threes all day long.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's fine.
Probably don't even need the ACL.
No, probably don't need it. But yeah, so I'll be honest with everyone here. I'm high as a kite right now.
Yeah.
Are you?
On drugs.
So this is why we decided the podcast now. I thought it'd be a prime opportunity to get
legitimately
peak
if
Timothy.
I don't have I am in agony if I don't have these drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't see why I think you're being a sook.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, it's
been
fun.
I mean, from where I am, I'm sitting next to Tom. He looks pretty good.
I look healthy, don't I?
He's got this little brace on him.
Yeah.
His leg is, well, it's a purpley colour, isn't it? So,
yeah.
We don't mind that, though.
It's not even swollen, is it?
Due to get a bit of colour on those legs.
Yeah.
Summer's coming.
Summer's coming.
I need it.
If you can tell.
Fairly tanned already, but could do with a little bit more. So could you.
Nah.
We're
thought,
maybe
mate.
The three whitest men.
We could be.
I actually looked at myself the other day. I went, I'm actually browner than I've been.
You're not, though. You're not brown.
I'm as white as my jumper,
which
is the colour white for those who are listening.
It's bright too.
It's yeah, it
bright.
Is a bright white.
It's bright white. That's what they used to call me back at school.
The bright light white?
No, bright white.
Oh, bright
no,
white.
Bright white. They used to call me Vanilla Twilight.
That's not ideal.
Bright
white.
Or Milky White. White.
Did they?
Yeah. Not only because of the colour of my skin, but also because I think I did things.
Do you feel like you get judged on the colour of your skin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
We are a suppressed race, so that's probably fair.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
Yeah, we've got it pretty tough, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
White Anglo-Saxon middle-class people. We really,
and men.
Yeah, and men. We've actually got a really tough life, don't we?
100% agree.
Look, by the way, we're joking, by the way.
Yeah, we need a crowd.
Yeah, we need a crowd.
It's just a bit of a joke. You know, if you can't understand our humour, probably... I'd stop listening.
Probably.
you won't
I'd
get
stop probably unlike and unsubscribe.
Yeah, I probably, you know,
you won't
one...
get the rest of this podcast then.
Yeah, look, if you're not going to get that joke, probably this is just not for you.
But maybe still tune in. Just see
yeah,
the rest
yeah.
of it.
I mean, feel free to donate.
And still tell your friends.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Because I know how many times you guys love to tell your friends and like, oh, Zoom. Oh, I love the comment. Because I see
comment
so many comments.
Yeah.
I just felt zooming that.
Just felt zooming. Yeah. I think Tim's never said Zong correctly, ever.
Well, it's because we all have our own take on it, don't we, really?
Yeah, we do.
And that's what Zong's all about.
Yeah, it is.
We're all about empowering the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know,
that's so
we want you
thing.
To turn Zong into what you want.
What
it to
you
be.
Want. It's a bit like gender. You know what I mean?
We want.
You decide what you want it to be.
Yeah. You know, ignore all the rules that are out there.
Yeah.
And just do whatever you like.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So fair.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Well.
We've got a few things to get through today. We're trying with some new formats.
Oh, guys.
Yeah.
We've got to get through a few things, mate.
Yeah, hold on. We've got a few things to get through today. Nah, but we're gonna try to make it a little bit more snappier than normal. Is that okay with you, Timothy?
Yeah. No, actually, probably not. I actually enjoyed the longer...
The long-winded discussions of me and John just talking.
Yeah. Well, it's similar. I like Test cricket. You know, T20, so...
Well, look, that's a great analogy, actually, that the podcast is like a good 5-day test.
Yeah. Mm.
And our videos are more like your 1 day. It's maybe even a 2020. So we've got a bit... Hopefully, we've got a bit for everyone.
Mm.
Yeah. The purist of the podcast and the videos, and then a lot of people that are into the high-energy, high-octane, you know, the formats of it. So.
Yeah. So we're off to a really good start with this snappy sort of...
Because we're already over time.
Yeah, we are.
But we're going to our first segment.
Which is... Forgotten songs.
Forgotten songs.
Of the 2000s. Or as what some people like to call it.
The noughties.
Do we play the songs or are we
I think we'll just discuss them. Maybe we'll edit the songs in while we're talking.
By we mean Ben.
Me, I'm here.
Yeah. Ben's here.
But look, if you don't know anything about me and Jordan,
Jordan and I.
Well,
you've already. No, that made makes me sense. Angry. No, it's Jordan and me because yeah.
Sorry. I don't hear about, mate.
Look, can we just ignore our grammar? Sorry for this.
Don't ignore my grammar.
Ignore my grammar.
It's considered.
We like music a lot.
We do like.
We also
music.
Like talking about music. Songs.
Yep.
And especially songs that people have forgotten about. Yeah. I wouldn't say that we are... I don't think necessarily we have an eclectic taste. I think that we are just very aware of music.
We have a heightened awareness of sensors. Sound.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Sound sensors.
Mm.
I'd say that we have a sixth sense of being able to detect bangers.
Yeah, you know the movie The Sixth Sense?
It's about us.
Where Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Mm.
For us, the radio star killed
Bruce Willis. Yes. Yeah, that's what the movie's
truly about. The radio star was dead the whole time.
Did you just ruin the movie?
Can't do Bruce that. Willis was bred the whole time.
It was bred. Well, and if you don't know anything about Tim...
We're like halfway through, we haven't even said a single song yet.
Nah, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Tim also likes music.
Yeah, I do like music.
Hit us with one song,
Yeah,
Tim.
So we want to discuss some songs that people have probably forgotten about.
Mm.
Yeah.
So hit us with one of those songs. Hit us a song from the noughties that you reckon people have forgotten about.
Well, one of my great songs I was playing to you then was... Is it Gwen Stefani? Sweet Escape. I remember I first heard it when I was on with a friend and I was about...
I love that there's a story to this.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think that we connect into the stories, don't
I think,
we?
Music I think us. With music, we connect it, like, not only to who we are.
Yes.
But our stories as well.
And the stories define us, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, so I was in the car. They had a Toyota Prado.
Who?
Prado.
Yeah, like... A Prado, you know the
Prado,
yeah,
not a Prado,
no, Piranha,
Prado.
And it was a blue, and we were driving a KFC because I was a larger
skinny,
yeah,
not watching those skinnies,
no, and I was a more rotund individual back then,
yes.
And I remember, they go, "What do you want?" And I was like, "This is the greatest day of my life." She said, "No, that like the you know,
yeah,
you know,
sure. yeah, singing, yeah. I know
I
remember, that,
yeah, yeah, the old, yeah. The old Chris." What is it? Crispy strip combo.
Oh, yum.
And I was like, this is it. This is the peak of my life. And to this point,
still is.
That was 15 years ago and it is still the pinnacle of my life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Gwen Stefani is a bit of a noughties. Like,
she is naughty.
She's naughty.
Yeah. Genuinely, yeah.
She's peaked. You know, we didn't actually discuss this before, but I think we could even discuss the artist that remind us of the naughties.
I think it's fair to say we don't discuss a lot.
No, we don't before. Actually. Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. But they
peaked.
Yeah, they did.
In
they
the noughties. That was fair. Huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't Stop the Party.
Oh.
Is that noughties though? Or is that early 2010s?
Surely that's not 2010.
Is it Tomato Tomato?
That cannot be 2010.
It could be. They released some stuff around there.
Do you know what's something funny? I remember Black Eyed Peas. I was at Adelaide 36's game and I was in year 5. So I'd have been, what's that? Is that 11? 10?
That album, 2010. Exactly.
The one with Doe Sonata.
I remember being involved in the Black Eyed Peas song of the LA36s.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I was like, this is unreal. Black Eyed Peas are just cranking here. And big crowd at what is it called? Distinctive Homes Dome.
Oh, Titanic.
Oh, go on.
And you know what I mean? Like, you just, there's stories you just remember. You associate.
You've got so many stories.
Pump It.
Yeah, I've actually got a story with Black Eyed Peas.
Pump It?
Yeah, that's
cool. I don't know if you ever remember.
I got a feeling.
I don't know if you remember the single that they released.
Shut up! Is one of their songs?
No. I don't think. Gotcha. I'm rattled. I don't know if you remember Monkey Business.
Oh, gotcha.
The single that they released. It wasn't an album.
I think it was an album.
An album.
Yeah.
Well, I used to love the single.
Oh, no, hold on. I think it's that. Oh, no, yeah, no, you're right. No, it's an album. And is there a song?
I'll let you finish.
Yeah, let me finish. Nah, it's not a song, it's an album.
Well, there is a song.
Don't Fuck With My Heart.
There is a song called Monkey Business. Okay. And I can't find it, but it used to be on the single.
Can anyone find it, brother?
Huh?
Can anyone find it?
You making this up? It's not on this album.
Yep.
Okay.
So, anyway, the song called Monkey Business. And I was in year three, and my friend and I, we were told to sing some songs sometimes, to perform in front of the audience.
Everyone in your class.
Yeah. That's really where my talents first started, as a singer and as a as a performer, singer-songwriter. Mm. And so we thought, well, what's the best song we could perform in front of everyone? So we thought Monkey Business by the Black Eyed Peas.
Whole album.
No, just the song.
Which is odd because there is no song called Monkey Business.
Yeah, but like there is. So we did that and we thought, okay, that's what we're going to do. But my friend, he was a bit nervous, of a nervous guy. And he was like, Jordan, how do you go up there and perform? He literally said this in year three. How do you perform and not feel nervous about it? And I said, oh, sometimes I just close my eyes. Sometimes when I feel nervous, I just close my eyes for a little bit and then I open them up again. He's like, that's awesome, man. Like, that's really cool. That's awesome, bro. I said, hey, hang ten, my dude. And then he, so we performed. And, you know, sometimes I close my eyes and I was performing Monkey Business, giving it my all.
Do you know the lyrics?
Yeah, Monkey Business, everybody put it down to the flow. Ha! Now everybody put it down to the flow. It's floor, but they said flow.
Oh, sure.
And I looked over to Jaden. I just called him out. looked over to him. And he has eyes closed. I thought, oh, he must be.
He's in the zone.
He must be in the zone. He must be giving it his all. And then I kept performing. I looked over again. Oh, his eyes are closed again.
Still.
And then, so, you know, we performed and we had a chat to the audience. And we said, oh, well, like, we need some feedback, obviously. Because you can't progress without feedback. And they all said that he had his eyes closed the whole time. Whole performance of Monkey Business by Black Eyed Peas, his eyes were closed.
He was nervous.
He was really nervous. Really engaging.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, that's okay.
Good song, that.
I know that. Great song.
Yeah. Hey, guys. You're welcome. Okay.
Any more songs that stood out to us? I'll throw one in. I'm a huge Kylie Minogue fan. Currently,
no shots.
Kids. Robbie Williams.
Singing Budgie.
Robbie Williams and Kylie Minogue. I'm pretty sure that's a naughty song, and my goodness, it's fun. Yeah. It's actually.
It's a great song.
Absolute tune. Anyone want to throw any?
Well, just on that one, we drove back from Melbourne a couple of weeks ago. And
oh my gosh, you got another story.
Yeah.
Well, I drove home. I slept for the majority of the night while these boys drive, and I don't encourage that in any way. It's quite
dangerous. Part of this.
Probably deservedly so. And no, that's not correct. You said you don't want to come.
Yeah, you said you didn't want to come.
I went with my family.
Yeah, sure you did. I saw you there. Yeah. And I drove back anyway.
I don't remember seeing
Tom showed me the song Kids. And I was using his Beats, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just cranking it and I was just driving back from Melbourne. And I had that song blaring for about an hour. And I was like, this is good.
It's a great song. Yeah. I'd recommend. Kylie Minogue is, I think, severely underrated.
Yeah?
Severely.
So let's remember that Tom's under drugs at the moment. so you don't have to take everything he says.
But please do, though.
Well, you know, she dated, the peak of her powers was what, the 80s or 90s when she was dating?
Michael Hutchinson. Yeah. That's massive.
After she released I Could Be So Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that she's a great singer-songwriter.
Sure.
I'm just saying that I think people have forgotten that. She's actually got some Very great songs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you know, if you want to talk about that sometime, I'm more than happy to discuss that.
Mm. Comment. Or don't.
Mm. Do you want to throw a song in here?
Oh, I'll chuck in...
maybe some quick fires. Quick fire songs.
Paralyzed by...
Yeah.
Whoever they are. Hinder. Lips of an Angel.
Ooh.
Any Coldplay song from the 2000s.
Oh, great. Gosh. All right, here's a quick one.
Kings of Leon.
Just gonna relax.
Any Good song girls. From Kings of Leon.
Good Girls Go Bad. I really like that song.
Interesting. Oh, 303.
Yeah. 09.
Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah. Thanks for the memories.
Not really forgotten,
thanks,
though,
for
is it?
Thanks for the memories for
yeah,
that boy.
That's a passage.
I can think of the memories of the first song that I was like, I want to learn the lyrics.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know when like you hear a song, you're like, I want to be able to know everyone these lyrics.
So Daniel Powder, Had a Bad Day.
Yeah. So, the Fray, like, naughty?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Fray was massive.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. The Scripts.
Snow Patrol?
Yeah, Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol. Green Day.
Yeah. Green Day. Oh my
god. Big Green Day, yeah. Chili Peppers, Limp Bizkit. He's actually got some good songs.
He?
Limp Bizkit, yeah.
Is it he or they?
I mean, I think he's the Limp Bizkit, and the other ones are maybe the normal biscuits.
So who's the Limp and who's the Bizkit?
Now he's the Limp Bizkit.
I think we could be called Limp. Like, you're the Limp because you're
the
leg,
limp.
And I could be the Bizkit.
No, well, I'm the Limp Bizkit because I'm limping and I'm a biscuit and you are just the cookies.
So, guys, we're changing our name to Limp Bizkit and the Cookies.
Great song. In the thousands. Used in every movie. Closing Time. Do you want to hear it?
That is a great song. But is that 2000s?
I reckon it is, yeah.
I thought it was 90s.
Nah. Yeah,
2000. Oh, it is. You're
99 out. That was
when I was... She's So High.
Oh,
towel,
that is a...
Towel back and whatever
yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Oh,
that's... Hey, well, let's... All right. Let's move on to the next segment.
Just before we do. We forgot you too.
Tim wanted to quickly talk about one of the conspiracy theories that's been on his mind at the moment.
I think all three of us, I'd agree. I think general consensus is that we like conspiracy theories.
Yes.
They're fun. Like, it's funny to know that people are quite cooked.
I'm actually pretty sold on this one though.
It's a rabbit hole though. Yeah, but yeah. Like, is it not? There's got to be an element of coincidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. But this, I'm pretty sold on this one.
Okay. Well, I don't know what it is, so tell me about it.
The Simpsons conspiracy theory, how the creator, Matt Groening, is a time traveler.
Okay.
I need to look up stuff, so feel free to talk
about
it. But
what's the one that you know about?
Isn't that the one?
Tim's been watching.
Yeah, I've watched a few of them. There's a few of them.
Isn't that the one?
There's one with Donald.
I want you to sell me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What are the main points
you look
that make
yeah,
this
I am.
So?
I'm looking
yeah, yeah.
What are the main points that make this so believable?
Well, they predicted that Donald Trump was going to be president.
Boom.
Okay.
One of them?
That's one of them.
One of them was an exact scene where he like was coming down an elevator.
Mm.
Home was there. Home is not in real life. We, as far as we know.
Home is not real.
And the same thing, people voting for him as president.
So they predicted that the two guys, you know, do you remember that time with these two guys and they had like this tiger? And they were really famous in Las Vegas and they had like this show to the tiger?
Oh, yeah. That movie.
Yeah, they predicted.
The movie. The Hangover.
Yeah.
They predicted the Hangover movie.
Did they?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, isn't it? Have you seen that movie? Isn't the one where they wake up in the hotel room and there's like a tiger in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Hangover, isn't it? Yeah, so they predicted the Hangover movie.
Oh.
That's crazy.
That is more crazy than the Donald Trump.
Yeah. So they predicted that he was going to get mold.
Okay.
They predicted the iPhone.
Did they?
In 1994.
Whoa,
had FaceTime, had all that type of stuff.
And autocorrect?
Oh, well.
They predicted the faulty voter machines in 2008 that came true in 2012.
Okay.
This is crazy. There's a thing called the God particle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've heard
of that. They predicted that in 1998. Came true 2012.
Okay. Yeah.
The NSA spying scandal, 2007, happened 2013.
Wow.
Smartwatches. America's Ebola outbreak. FIFA's corruption scandal. Greece's debt default, the Nobel Prize, Donald Trump's presidency, Lady Gaga's halftime show was the exact same one.
Oh, wow.
Disney crazy. Fox's takeover.
That's crazy.
Team USA's Olympic curling win. And many more. Isn't that crazy? That's a big list.
Is it though?
Welcome.
Producer. Ben here. Hello. Is it that the Simpsons are predicting things, or do the people who created the Simpsons, do they just have a hand in everything?
Agreed. That's what I think. I think when you've got, because the Simpsons are so popular, so they're clearly working with the greatest creative geniuses, or some of the greatest. And if there's, say there's 250 episodes.
There's so many episodes.
There's so many.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, nearly 30 seasons. These people with their creative minds, Ben, you're a creative genius. So,
thank you.
As a creative man, you know, your imagination probably runs wild, doesn't it? You've got to imagine some of these things, and sometimes it might come to fruition because your sample size is so large.
Well, they've got so many episodes. That's the thing.
That's like shooting 100 bullets and one of them is eventually going to hit something. You
know what
I mean?
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
It is incredible the things they've predicted. But it's like, but, I mean, you know.
So you guys saying I'm stupid?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Saying you could do with some work in the intellectual department.
Okay.
More deep thinking.
So what could I do, Tim, that would help me in my intellectual department?
Meditation. Apparently these water pod flotation therapies might help you.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Like out of Stranger Things?
The sensory deprivation tanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. They're using Stranger Things.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah. What? Which season?
First one. You know how in the girl, she goes, what's her name? 11.
Hey, let's not do spoilers here.
Oh, season one. If you haven't seen season one, probably switch on a little bit.
Catch up. That's mate. But like she goes in the water and that's how she uses her mind thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Focuses on the other side.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so I'm not gonna watch it now.
Why is that?
It's not that wasn't really a spoiler.
Nah, that's just.
I know it's kind of spoiled for me now, so I don't really want to.
Well, I've just finished season one. This is actually a bit of a sidetrack.
A tangent.
Yeah, I finished season one, but it's a natural tangent.
We don't usually do tangents.
We don't usually do tangents. So we don't usually like to talk. We don't usually like to talk and sort of go on without really saying anything.
Okay, sure. So I'll stop.
But feel free to go on.
Yeah, we can go on.
I've just finished season one, and I'm pretty hooked, but it's invested, like it's an emotional, physical investment, and I need to do season two, but I really just need to get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I'm struggling. There's a really good.
I personally didn't like season two.
Didn't you?
Yeah, season two was a bit of a block for me.
Yeah.
Season one, three are great though. Yeah.
So hearing that makes me sort of go, well, do I really? Can I be bothered?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So what were you talking about?
Conspiracy.
Does anyone
want to
add anything about the Simpsons
conspiracy theory? No, I think that's about it. I think you guys just said I'm stupid, and then we might just move on from there.
What about other conspiracy theories?
9/11.
Yes, that's a big one, and
that scares me too much.
No, I think that's 100% true. I think there's definitely some conspiracy.
Oh my god!
All right,
there's definitely some conspiracy in there.
Yeah.
Look, I'll tell you the one that sticks out to me is apparently, because you know how there was.
Let's remember, guys, that Tom is on drugs.
Conspiracy
theories
always start with that. Apparently,
you know there's like
it always
there
starts
was
with the guy on drugs.
Right? In 9/11, there was multiple planes, hijacked, right? One of the planes crashed into the Pentagon, apparently, right? But there's no evidence.
Yeah.
You know, there's no evidence to
you
say
see
a
it blow
plane.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, there's no evidence to say there was a plane there. There's just an explosion at the Pentagon. Burn. That's massive.
But why would they
to
say
cover up something?
Or like delete documents.
Or like to just cover up something happening at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's what it is.
It'd be crazy if that was happening at the same time as all the other things.
Well that's the whole conspiracy all coming into line is that it's all been set up for like specific purposes. That's crazy though, isn't it?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Well, there was one about the buildings, and I don't believe it personally.
Jet fuel can't melt enough, and they did fall down like a demolition.
Yeah.
Instead of like toppling over, like that's the big thing that they must have had to been like some explosives under.
Yeah.
Because they just like they fell down like a demolition instead of falling over. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they fall down like they literally fall down like a demolition. And you can only do that if you've got explosives at the bottom and it's controlled. Whereas the planes hit up the top. why would it fall down from the bottom?
Yeah, because if the steel beams melt, did you say the steel beams melted?
Yeah, well, apparently even jet fuel, there's no way it would get hot enough to melt through the steel beams of the...
Let's say it does, though. Mm. Just theoretically, let's say it does. The building would start leaning to one, side anyway.
You would have thought. And then it would just topple over.
Yeah. So what you're trying to say is...
The Simpsons...
Is that the Simpsons predicted the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I'm saying the Simpsons coordinated the hijacking of planes in America.
Yeah, wow. So how come the Leaning Tower of Pisa hasn't...
Fallen over.
Hasn't fallen over.
Jet fuel's not hot enough to melt into pizza. You can't cook pizza on jet fuel.
No, you're right.
That's so fair. Can I just say something with 9/11?
Yeah.
It's something I'm almost in denial that there's a conspiracy theory, because it's literally, in my opinion, the darkest day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it could be. Is it the darkest day the world's ever seen?
Oh, probably not. The day?
I reckon it's the most pure form of evil the world's ever seen.
It'd be up there, sure.
Changed the world.
Well, I think... What about the Holocaust, though?
Well, that's fair. Yeah. Here's actually something. They are actually... I was listening...
What about Shannon Knoll coming seconds in this show?
That's probably the second darkest.
That's one of the purest forms of evil I've ever seen.
People are defining Generation Z by whether or not they remember.
You saw this on the... What's it called?
On a podcast. Craig Groeschel podcast. One of my favorite podcasts of all time. Anyway, he talks to someone about generations, and this guy says that he sort of defines Generation Z, which is sort of like borderline our generation. Like, you two are Generation Z, I think.
Mm.
I'm sitting on the line. But define whether you remember 9/11.
Yeah.
That's how you define Generation Z. So, like, you guys would be so young.
No, I don't remember
it. I sort of borderline don't. I remember my mum being upset or watching the TV or something.
Yeah.
But, so that's how you sort of define Generation Z, is by that moment. So, I'd say it's a pretty... It's a pretty big point in our history.
It's a pretty blurred line, though. I reckon it should be more like if you're alive when it happened.
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
I hate to bring it up again.
Mm.
But why don't they do it with, you know, Shannon not coming second. Why don't they do it just for that?
So Guy Sebastian's no good.
Here's the thing about Australian Idol. How come the only people we ever remember are Guy and Shannon?
Nah, and Casey Donovan.
Who's that?
Whoa!
Anthony Kalia.
Whoa!
Casey Donovan.
She's in the new TV hit, soon to be hit, TV show.
The Masked Singer.
Probably. Oh, no.
That show looks terrible.
The all-new Monty.
Oh
yeah,
no.
She's in there.
Am I Ryan saying
probably not
that show is just about? I know it's raising money. I get.
Oh, is it?
It's great. Yeah, I think it's raising money.
Good,
but yeah, good. Otherwise,
but for what though? For themselves.
I think it's just taking your top off. Yeah, so the full Monty is about. See you, Tim.
See ya. See you, mate.
Just having a quick recess.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, have fun.
Thank you.
I'm right in saying that the full Monty is about women dancing without top on.
But they're not naked.
Yeah, that's why I said without top on.
Yeah, but you can have no top on and be naked. Correct?
Huh?
What? Why is this confusing?
Oh, no, it's just an odd thing. It's just odd. I don't know.
What's going on here?
It's bad TV.
It's not. I mean, I don't want to say it's bad TV though, because they're raising money, and like, I know people will be offended if you say. I'm sure it's. I know it's for something great. I'm sure it is.
Can we?
But also at the same time, it's like I don't need to see this.
Well, yeah, but they got it for the men as well.
I don't need to see it for the men either.
Yeah, I don't really need to see it.
I don't care.
But it's all about empowerment. And it's all about trying to forget the horrible past of Shannon Knoll coming second in the Shannon Idol.
Where's the line between empowerment and stuff I don't need to see? Well, so where's that line?
Define a line.
Yeah. I think it's a very fine line. It's very easy to cross. I don't think they really correlate to each other, though, do they?
I don't know.
What are some? What is currently some good free to air television?
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. That's one. That's the only one that I can kind of see.
Frasier's on Channel 11 sometimes, and that's Seinfeld? Pretty good. Seinfeld. Yeah.
Oh, but that's like passive. Oh, I'm talking about current. Yeah, like The Bachelor is borderline good. I can see how people get around it. I think the last thing we need is another singing show.
Naked Attraction.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Is it? So rubbish. So you don't want to see the Monty, but you're happy to see Naked Attraction.
I was joking, okay?
Dude, it's not funny, bro.
That's joking.
It's weird. So we're going to move on to the last segment here.
Without Tim?
Are
you coming back for this, Tim?
Yeah.
Ready to tap in.
The do's and do nots.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah.
Of...
Well, do we want to put some context behind it first? So... a big event for Australia, because we know we've got some international...
Do we? Yeah, we're huge overseas.
A big event for Australia is the AFL Grand Final. AFL is a sport.
It is a sport.
Australian football rules.
Well, we're not going to explain the whole context of the Australian football league.
You play it with a ball. It's like a...
It's about kicking the footy with a bunch of blokes who are being dudes while having a footy pie.
And... It's basically about trying to get a football in tight tops and short shorts.
Yeah, and screaming ball and kick the ball.
Yeah,
and deliberate.
Yeah. And
how would you compare gridiron and AFL though?
You wouldn't because AFL hits harder, more aerobic.
Yeah,
just everything about it's better.
There you go. Bam. Yeah.
All right, so AFL Grand Final Day, it's a big cultural event for us, isn't it? And as far as I'm aware,
Australian has a lot of culture.
Clicked going to my event. We'll be having Grand Final Day here at my house.
Did you give the address to everyone?
Yeah, so come along. Come along.
Here.
Come along. So we're doing Grand Final Day at my house. It's a bit of an event. And like I said, it's a big cultural thing.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe we can give the listeners some tips about what to do and what to do not. Grand Final Day at an event. What are some do's?
Yeah.
How do we sort of fit in? How do we get around the event? And do we not get around?
I think to start off, one of the do nots.
Okay, let's start with do nots.
Do not wear an AFL jersey,
Guernsey,
excuse me, that of a team that isn't playing.
So fair.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
they're not playing.
And
I know you like it. Just shows like, oh, like
I like football.
I like footy as well. Like.
No wrong.
Sometimes.
And you've got to commit. You just got to commit.
You do got to commit.
Just commit.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I went for Richmond. Adelaide lost. And I regret that now.
Why would you do that?
But the hot gee, I was getting there.
You're in it. That's right.
It's getting there at the time.
You don't want to be that. You don't want to be that person which is like, well, I don't really go for both teams, so.
You don't watch it to enjoy it.
Oh, no. I'm just kind of going for the game of footy.
Wrong.
I'm just kind of going for the game of football.
You're a sports scientist. Why are you analyzing?
I just want it to be a close game.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I just want it to be a close game.
Yeah, but you're emotionally, so you can be invested.
That it's not like first quarter in, it's like, oh, it's a blowout.
Yeah.
I'm done here.
Yeah.
Well, can I just say something? Last year, though, and we talk about picking a team, but I picked a team way too early last year. I picked Melbourne.
Mm.
And I went, this will be another fairy tale story.
Yeah.
They get kicked out in the semi or the prelim. Mm. But immediately, I'm like, well, I've lost interest in the GF. I've lost interest in the grand final.
You're right.
Yeah. Because you're emotionally, you invest in a team, you know? You got to.
But gee, it's good, though, when you do.
So chances are, we'll have Collingwood and Richmond in the grand final this year.
Yeah. Oh, you don't rage along?
Nah, I think they'll lose.
Okay.
Yeah,
we won't get into it too much.
No, we'll get into it. But look, the advantage we have at my event is that we have Collingwood and Richmond supporters.
Yes.
So that's good. It's not just a Crows or Port Power Fest.
Yeah.
It's actually, we got people that are legitimately barracking for...
Emotionally invested.
Emotionally invested.
We saw people shed tears a few years ago.
Yeah,
no, 2 years. 2 years in a row. We've had people cry.
Really?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Richmond, 2 years ago.
Richmond,
2 years ago, people cried.
Richmond.
Litman.
And then also last year, people cried for Collingwood. Because they lost, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Do you feel, though, that the Australian Idol 2003 devastation of Chanel losing, do you think that was at the same...
Yeah, probably similar. Yeah.
Like, sort of hype because, as the AFL Grand Final now?
Do you know what it is? It's because you look at those people like Chanel and you go, if he can do it, I can do it. It gives you hope.
Yeah, you're right.
Once it gets taken away, once that gets taken away, I lose hope in my own life.
Mm.
Yeah, same.
So do's and don'ts, though.
All right, so don't. What's another don't? So what we've said, don't bring a jersey.
Guernsey
of a team that is not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be a nuffy. Right? Don't bring a Crows Guernsey just because you got Brett Burton signing it.
Right? The Birdman. I think a critical thing
don't wear an NBA jersey. I've seen that before as well. That doesn't make sense.
If anything, just find a Guernsey of the teams that are playing. I don't mind that. I don't mind hopping on a bandwagon for the grand final.
Or like a cap.
Or just wearing the same colours.
Same colours.
Just a scarf. Just a scarf.
Yeah, great. I'm okay. Brilliant. Yeah.
Scarf's huge. In fact, don't even wear a Guernsey. Go a scarf.
Yeah. More dressed.
It's going to be hot though.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Australia's hot.
Okay. So I think another critical point though as well with grand final day especially is a do not.
Yeah.
Is that you've got to understand is that when that final siren goes, you're it's cricket season. Like that siren goes.
Look, we hate to talk about cricket again.
No, and it's just that the inevitable is that you're going to play backyard cricket at some point. That's the inevitable.
That's true. You do play backyard cricket at the AFL grand final.
Yeah, but it can't happen, I don't believe, until at least half time when you understand that one team's clearly going to win.
Mm, that's true.
You know, because in... that's when you really switch over mentally.
I've got another do not, right? This is big for me as a host, is that I really believe when that final siren blows, it is not the end of the event.
Wow. All right. Sure.
It's not the end of the event. It's dinner. It's almost dinner time. The event is for dinner.
Yeah. And yes. And
do you think? Because like what game starts at 2?
Yeah.
Game's over by 5?
Yeah,
5:30. That's dinner time. Yeah. We're having a cook up. We're having a barbecue
You need two meals
because so many times people go to these events. They bring their beers. They bring their lunch.
Or non-alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Right,
lemonade.
Come along.
Chocolate milk.
Cheeky milk.
So you come along, and then as soon as the sign goes, like, all right, I'm out. You skip the tidying up. You skip all the eating of all the leftovers. All that sort of stuff you skip because you're out of there straight away.
Yeah.
Why do people pull the trigger so early? I like that point where you really discuss what's just happened.
Mm. Exactly. That's and then you can get part. Then you can get back to kicking footy in the street.
So what's the do's here?
Now, one more do not. Any other do nots you want to raise?
Well, I just want to say on that. The reason I like saying that is because I've got FOMO, clearly. And I have anxiety of no one liking me. So I like to hang around as long as I can.
You got a FOMO?
It's my favorite thing. It's my life.
This isn't like too bad, but don't leave. And don't watch. Don't. Do not.
What?
The halftime show?
Oh.
Sure.
I feel like the whole halftime show should be a do not.
Yeah, I agree. Great. I'm not interested in the...
I think ever since Meatloaf... try to Meatloaf.
Yeah,
it just was like a meat no.
Do we know who's performing this year?
Meatloaf.
It is.
Yes. Oh, it's Tones and I. Oh my gosh,
that's not great.
That's not gonna be good.
See, and the thing is,
oh my god, I think you're
Pnell, I think, is it?
Huh?
Pnell?
Is it?
No, that's Tones and I.
I don't know.
Pnell.
But what I do,
I think Pnell.
I'd go around
Pnell.
Can I just say?
No,
something?
I don't think Pnell. It's Tones and I and someone else. Dean Lewis, I think.
Yeah.
Dean Lewis and
Just a point. Yeah, 2017 with Richmond on the flag.
Yeah,
Jack Revolt. Yeah, the Killers were on, and that's huge. Basically effectively the pinnacle.
Yeah,
and Jack Revolt, you know, obviously what you say is blind as a bat, but he's metal on, and he's still the gang. He's just running out his kit, and he's singing Mr. Brightside.
Yeah,
I know it torments Adelaide fans, but I mean, you're not going to get a hold of it.
No.
What can you do? That's better than that. Nothing. No. So, you know,
but it's not enough of an event. It's not like the Super Bowl event. Like, it's actually not an event. It's like 500 people on the field.
Yeah.
Who's one contest? So it's actually nothing.
Yeah.
Halftime, as far as I'm aware, is time for everyone to disperse
yeah.
and to eat some food and to get back to some banter before we get back into it. I feel like I had another don't that's really important. Here we go. Don't.
Yeah.
All right. Don't, if you're not there to watch the footy, I'm all for that. Yeah. I'm all for getting involved in the event, but don't, if you're going to do that, don't distract from the footy.
So
There should be, as far as I'm aware, two main groups involved in an AFL Grand Final Day event. Yeah. The main group that watches the footy, that's actually there. Everything they talk about is about the footy.
Yeah.
All they talk about is what's happening or about something to do with what's going on the footy. The other group is the people that don't want it.
Yeah.
And they can sit there drinking, eating, whatever, somewhere else, still maybe in view of the TV, but not as to distract the people that are actually watching the footy.
And the people that really don't get around how people get emotionally invested in the game, they say it's just a game. It's not.
You're out.
Yeah,
that's a big dime.
I'm actually picking you up. I don't care how big you are. I'm picking you up and throwing you out the window.
Mm.
Because it is more than a game.
Mm.
It's an emotional event which could change lives.
Yeah,
people cry in these events.
Yeah.
It changes lives.
It does.
If St Kilda, imagine this, because I'm a Saints fan, so obviously I've gone through a fair bit of heartbreak.
But go to the Suns.
1966, we won the grand final.
Yes.
Dad went to it. Brilliant. Decided to go for St Kilda. Silly. 2003, we won the pre-season cup.
Huge.
Yeah.
The Wizards home
line. Wizards home line. I think it was 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
And then, so that 2009 and 2010.
Ah, that's heartbreak, isn't it?
Yeah, we lost two flags. And you look at the club like, now, and we're in rebuild.
Technically, even three.
Well, three. We lost three grand finals, effectively.
Yeah. If we in had 2 years.
Yeah, that's the first club to ever do that.
Yeah.
That's how bad we are. And then, but if we had won those two flags, that changes the club.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It does. It's like Western Bulldogs.
126.
Don't need to win for another, 10 years.
Yeah. Look at South Melbourne Football Club. Mm. You look at the successful clubs, and you go, look at Richmond now. They won the flag, and you go, and look at Adelaide. Adelaide's imploded.
You could say that because they lost that grand final.
It changed their club.
They have imploded. Mm. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Because you go from the highest of highs, where you're at the grand final.
And then you go to the lowest of lows.
And you go quite literally to the lowest point. Absolute heart. It's like getting absolutely your heart red.
It's like in 2014 when the Suns finished 12th.
Yes.
You know, you just go to the highest. Yeah, you go to the highest of highs. You know, Gary Ablett wins the Brownlow. We come 12th. And then, you know.
Your heart gets ripped out, doesn't it?
It does, it does. Yeah.
It's because you're given all this hope and then basically just see it. Yeah. You know, it's fascinating.
Should we go on some do's? Some quick do's?
Yeah,
what to do?
Yep.
40 pie.
Bring food.
Ball.
Don't be a freeloader. This is, I'm telling
you. Deliberate.
Yeah. So you want to talk about some language?
Footy.
These are words. If you don't know what to say at an AFL Grand Final Day event, yeah. Jordan's going to help you out.
Kick a goal. Kick the ball.
Good leg.
Kicked a ball, marked a ball, deliberate, get him, oh, what you falling over for? my favorite, kick a goal.
That's good.
Yeah. In my top That's 10 good. Do's.
Do you have any other?
Yeah, I've got a few. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
First one, high tackle. Where's his head?
Yeah, where's his head?
That one.
That's a good one.
Someone's been clearly got a pattern of doing something. You go, umpire, he's been doing it all day.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. That's a good one.
You got glasses?
Yeah.
Ref?
That's good. The third one, pushing the back.
Yeah. You're pushing back.
He put a saddle on
him. In the back.
He put a saddle on him. That one. The thing was with AFL, it's huge on how you perceive things. So deliberate out of bounds. One, you go, deliberate.
Yeah.
The other one is, what were his intentions?
No, the important.
Get the polygraph out. I want to ask him.
The important thing about deliberate is that you call it before it's even gone out.
Yeah, you just, you've got
and
no clue.
No matter what, in any decision, say ball. Yeah. Because it is ball. And even if they've had...
Yeah.
No points. No prior.
0.0001 seconds of prior. Like they just literally just fingertip on the ball, call ball.
Yeah.
Because it's clearly
ball. And it
needs
to be loud. Ball!
Yeah, that's right.
And you just got to act upset at every call.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You got to just
even
whatever happens, you just be upset.
And if, even your team kicks a goal, be upset about
but
it.
But I reckon the thing is, I find though, it's so funny. I watch, especially some supporters of some teams, living in Adelaide, probably the Crows, a little bit one eyed, Port as well. And you go, something goes wrong. Like, that's clearly a wrong call, but it goes towards them. They go, sometimes you just get away with them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ah, that's, you know.
Oh, we'll take that one.
Yeah.
And we'll take
that call.
Yeah, we'll take
that. And the other guy goes, umpire, switch on! You know, it's not a two-way street.
What about some social do's for turning up to an event? What do we do?
So, yeah, bring food.
Yeah, don't be a freeloader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you bring drinks
and
food. And I think here's the important thing. I think... You've got to be willing to share.
Yeah.
None of this, I've brought two drinks and these are my two drinks.
Yeah.
Bring a six pack, share it with everyone.
And if you
bring a 2 litre bottle of Pepsi, share it with everyone.
If you get one of those drinks, you just got to be happy with that. Like, you got to be okay with it.
Mm. Yeah, you do. And if you brought one drink, be okay with having that one drink.
Yeah.
You're not going to have any more.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to have.
That's so fair.
Food as well. I'm cooking a Barbie. Mm. People got to bring Barbie stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think.
But also don't be afraid to give out a sausage.
Oh.
If it's one sausage.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. I think, but if everyone brings enough
for that's
everyone,
right.
We're just going to have
sausages.
Just be willing to be good fun on that day. Like, don't be a flog.
Mm.
And if your team loses, have 5 minutes.
And show genuine emotion.
You can have 5 minutes.
Yeah. We are happy. If you are crying and going, I'm really struggling here, just wrap your arm around your mate.
It's important to talk about
and
it.
And ask them, are you okay?
Yeah, it is.
You know, because that's a serious thing.
Mm. Yeah. I think say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, just say yes.
Say yes to life.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, was it a couple of years ago, we were mucking around playing footy, and I was quite injured at one point, but everyone was like, no, we'll go. And you just got to say yes.
You got to say yes.
Just, if you someone...
I'll be saying yes.
Yeah, if someone says
I'm going to be having a leg on the ground all day.
Well, that's fine.
Hmm. Without a leg.
Also, dudes, be happy to set up with the host a couple of days. Right. Like, I'll be here rolling out the cricket pitch in your driveway a couple of days before.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be willing to do that extra work if you want it.
Well, I think we might wrap it up there because we've left this really short, sharp and shiny.
It's actually not. It's not been too bad. Yeah. So what?
I agree. I think it just flowed naturally. People will understand that.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, like, comment, subscribe.
We've got a Patreon. Yeah, we've got a Reddit. We've got everything set up. You see the links in the... everything. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure having you on board.
It's been my pleasure. It really has been.
You really offered a lot. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next time.